The United Nations says that over 40,000 Ethiopians have fled to Sudan since the military offensive in the country's northern region began on 4th November. It says more than half a million people, including more than 200 aid workers, remain in Mekele, the capital of the Tigray region, where the government has said it will carry out the next intensive military operation. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Sunday gave 72 hours to the political leaders of the Tigray People's Liberation Front and the regional forces of the area to surrender. However, the TPLF has said they will not surrender. The government says on Wednesday it will strike target areas in the Mekele city where it believes the TPLF members and their forces are hiding. It has asked civilians to move away from the city and also offer information that can help the Federal Defense Forces. The African Union has initiated a mediation process. It will send three special envoys to speak to the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Abiy Ahmed. Abiy's government says he will receive the envoys out of respect for the African Union, but will not agree to any idea of discussing with members of the TPLF that he has now termed as criminals. I'm Koleta Njohi in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.